Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Wild thing, it's time to start the live stream. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. It is Wednesday, November 22nd, and it is time to chat about AEW Dynamite. That is right. We have the fallout from AEW Full Gear, as well as the start of the AEW Continental Classic Tournament. I'm your host, Denise Salcedo, and with me, as always, Righteous Reg,
your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster. It's pre-Thanksgiving, Denise, for us here in America. And but Dynamite was very fun tonight. Great go-home show to eating some Thanksgiving tomorrow. I think they gave us a lot of great in-ring action, Denise. Told some nice stories. I think it was a super fun show tonight.
I think so, too. By the way, I've never heard anyone hype up Thanksgiving the way that you did. You were like, what's going on, Reg? You're not excited for the cornbread, the stuffing, the turkey, the ham, the pie. I mean, come on.
I have like one good meal, Denise. Like, I'm not one of those, like, some people eat like eight times in a day. They sit down, they do their thing, eat another time. I eat like one good time, and I'm like, it almost seems a little bit excessive to me if I'm keeping it 100 with you. It's all this extra food. Some of the stuff people don't even like, they just eat it because it's on this random day. Don't force me to eat some dry turkey just because it's Thursday in November. It doesn't even make sense what's going on here. And don't even get me into what stands behind Thanksgiving. We'll be here all night. This wouldn't even be an AEW podcast. We'd just be talking about pilgrims and all this wild stuff. But look, I'm not mad at y'all. I understand. I know what it is now. It's like you see your family, you kiss your little baby cousin, you have a great time, you eat some pie. I get it, but it's whack.
All right. So first of all, Reg, I had to say, I'm offended that you only eat one time a day and that you're out here saying that we're overdoing it with the food. This is like the one time of the year that you can eat a lot and not get judged by other people for how much you eat. Like, no one's going to judge you if you serve yourself like 10 bowls of stuffing and if you eat four butter rolls. I mean, this is the year that I don't get judged. This is the day.
Denise, my question is, do you cook anything?
Oh, hell no. You swear. I don't cook shit. You know this, Reg. Don't you know this about me already?
I set you up. No, I know it. I knew it. I just set you up.
Oh, thanks. I got set up right now. I don't cook anything. That's why I show up. I bring myself, I smile at everybody, and I wait for my food. But anyways, I can't wait. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody ahead of time. I know everyone's looking forward to the holidays. I'm definitely in the holiday mood. I got to tell you. So I sat down and I was ready to watch AEW Dynamite. Mm-hmm. I've been feeling good. You know, I think the holiday spirit finally hit me. And so I sat down and I ordered myself this creme brulee iced coffee. Wow. Oh my God, Reg, I think it changed my life. I'm not even going to tell. Like, this isn't even an ad or anything, but like, I had a really good creme brulee iced coffee.
You seem a little bit pumped up off of the iced coffee too. So I think it hit. So it not only was it delicious, but it got you hyped up. Shout out to the unnamed wherever you got that. Cause it's, like you said, it's not an ad. But if you guys want it to be an ad, yo, Denise will definitely drink some more creme brulee. That sounds really delicious too. Creme brulee iced coffee.
Yeah, and it had like little chunks of caramel or something in it. I don't know, but it was great. So I'm feeling pretty good right now. So let's get into AEW Dynamite because we got a banger of a show. Before we break everything down, Reg, what'd you think of the show tonight?
I thought that going into the show, Denise, the talk of it was the Continental Classic, of course. They had the podcast earlier today kind of announcing the participants. We were questioning who the participants were. I think it's a great field of people, and I thought all the matches did exactly what they needed to do. The matches felt like heavyweight matches, Denise. It felt like big time matches. It felt like tournament matches. It felt like everybody had a purpose. I'm loving that aspect of it, and that's what it's going to be for the whole time. I'm all in.
That's exactly what I wanted out of this tournament when we first found out. I wanted the names to actually be people that I thought had a chance at winning, because the first person that we found out instantly when we found out about this tournament was Brian Danielson. And he's my pick to win this thing. But now I'm looking at the pool of talent that is in this tournament, and it's not an easy pick anymore. It's not an easy 1-2-3. Brian Danielson is going to win. There's a good chance he might not win. And that's what I like. I want them to put some doubt into my mind, because now I'm looking at this and I'm going, there's at least several other people that I think could, maybe aside from like 2-3 names that I'm really not expecting to win, there's a good couple of names in there that I think have a good shot.
Yeah, it, you know, I think people going into this were like expecting to see like Peter Avalon and like Chuck Taylor and stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. You know, being like, okay, there's gonna be some people that get beat up, but no, this is a rich class of people. We got Jay White, my pick. I've shout out to Brian Danielson, greatest of all time, greatest of our generation. But Swerve going into this, what he did tonight, the match a couple days ago, I think it might be his time. And like, even if it's not Swerve, we got Eddie Kingston in there, Denise. Like, this is like, there's multiple people that can win, and that's definitely the best part of this.
Yeah, that's what I definitely like. All right, so we're getting some super chats. I want to start there. So let's see what the people are saying. First of all, Ebony Prince, who is a DWO member, says, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and the Kelly team. Thank you so much. Roberto Arsenal gets us going, saying, I noticed how Adam Cole smirked when MJF mentioned the devil. Happy holidays to the Kelly Connection. Turkey and tequila tomorrow for me. Get it, Roberto. Tequila. And I actually did not notice that smirk by Adam Cole. Did you?
I did not, but I did get those vibes when he was talking MJF into the match. So that goes aligned with what was going on.
Taylor Cannon just gifted 5 DWO memberships. Taylor, thank you so freaking much. MVF Most Valuable Fighter says, Denise, great show tonight. MJF segment completely had me. Love, we already know the next pay-per-view main event. Time for Joe to do what he should have in WWE. So it's kind of, I mean, we knew the event, the main event heading into Full Gear with a good amount of time. And we also know it for this one too. But I feel like for all the other pay-per-views, we might have had to wait a little longer, or have they always just really told us where we're going for the main event?
Yeah, no, this one feels like a little bit longer than they usually. It feels like 3 to 4 weeks is what they usually give us. And this is like a month and a half out, a little bit less than that. But like, yeah, I think having some build up, something we could get excited for, something to latch onto for a while, is a great idea.
No bullshit, because we already know that this is the direction that it was heading in. And I feel like if they kind of just would have waited even longer to make this match official, I think people would have been like, okay, come on, just get to it already. Now it's a matter of, okay, we know what our main event is going to be. How are you going to keep us interested? How are you going to keep us intrigued? And I think coming off of the MJF Jay White whole debacle, I feel like I hope that the build to Samoa Joe MJF is a lot stronger, and especially the match, I hope that the story is a lot stronger, because you and I, Reg, we were sitting here breaking it down, talking about it following Full Gear, and did you see that cage match rating that it got? It was like super low. The last time I checked, it was barely like at a 4.
Yeah, it's like, I think that they have something to prove going immediately. I like how they went immediately after the pay-per-view, Denise, because we've came on a couple of these post shows after the pay-per-view and we're like, man, that was a hot pay-per-view, but that Dynamite didn't really do it for us. This one kind of got exactly to where we need to go to. And I think us knowing that Samoa Joe's there is going to kind of take a little bit away of the mystery of what went into like the Jay White thing. Like this time, like, we know Samoa Joe's here. He's telling us that the devil's not going to be an aspect here, that he's going to handle all of it. So it feels like the direction might be a little bit more concise. At least we can hope.
Let's hope for that. Grapple Geekery sends in a generous super chat saying, a little something for the turkey fun. What are you folks having for dinner tomorrow? So my family does turkey, ham, stuffing, and like a bunch of other different sides and appetizers and things. Oh, you know what gets me? You know where this is so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm gonna tell everybody this. But for me, for the appetizers, Reg, I will just sit there and I will scoop up all the deviled eggs and just be like, whoop, slurp.
Now the deviled egg slap.
Deviled eggs.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. No, I'm not mad at it all. Yeah, just about the same. It's like pretty like regular stuff. It's nothing like too insane there. Are there tamales, Denise? Come on. This is a
no, no, that's for Christmas. That's for Christmas. I would say we have a pretty Americanized Thanksgiving, at least in my family. But Christmas is when we bring out the tamales. Yeah. You can't have tamales for both holidays. Like, why not?
I thought they were for all holidays. I thought that's what the game was.
Actually, I know a lot of people, like a lot of like Hispanic people do like pozole and menudo for like Thanksgiving and stuff. See, I'm not a fan of pozole or menudo. Oof, I know a lot of people are going to get upset at that. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't care for it. I know I'm going to get canceled for that, but I'm just not a fan, okay? And so we have a pretty Americanized Thanksgiving, and it's because my aunts and my uncles, they're a lot younger, so they kind of grew up with, I guess, a more Americanized, lifestyle? I don't know how to explain that.
Denise, we're out of here. I came on slandering Thanksgiving food. You're talking about young like pozole. They're about to get us all the way out of you guys. We're sorry.
Canceled. We're canceled. The California connection got canceled today. But anyway,
sorry, you guys.
Jalapenos with cream cheese. Yo, what's up? That's where I'm at. All right. Delayed grad says, based on his spot and his pop, Swerve is officially the man, and I don't know how they did it, but I'm invested in the Ruby Soho Angelo storyline. You know what? I think love always gets us all, even if it's a little bit like silly. I think we all secretly
love rom-coms, Denise. It's just how it is.
Yes, that is definitely true. And we'll talk more about Swerve in just a second. Sheldon Jackson says, thoughts on New Japan Pro Wrestling agreeing on allowing the Strong title to be on the line in this tournament without any New Japan Pro wrestlers competing in the Continental Classic? And if you think they have any say in the winner? I don't think so. I think this is really all Tony Khan's like brainchild and whatever it is that he wants to do. And I feel like, who knows, there's probably going to be like a favor that maybe AEW is doing for New Japan. From the looks of it, they seem to have a pretty good relationship. And maybe the favor could be like in the press conference. Obviously, we know that Will Ospreay is All Elite. We know that, right? And he's going to finish out his contract with New Japan. But in that press conference, he also basically said that he can still kind of do New Japan dates with Tony Khan's blessing. So there you go.
Yeah, and this is the New Japan Strong title, so it's a little bit different. It's the American thing. I'm guessing that Tony Khan is like, look, we're going to have your belt on television pretty often. Look, we saw it tonight on there. Seems like it's going to be on display every match. So I don't think it really hurts, because it's not like if the IWGP Heavyweight Championship was on the line and then nobody was in there. This feels a little bit different, so I don't think it's that bad.
Right.
And Eddie Kingston's there.
Right. Andrew A says, it was nice to see Denise in LA. I swear I didn't know me and my uncle moved to the section you were at. We just needed more leg room. Hashtag man spready. Okay.
That
so
sounds nasty.
That's what I do now, though. I move to like the hard cam area and sit there because there's usually not that many people. And so, hey, you know, women like to man spread too. Actually, that sounded really bad.
Yeah, I'm like, yo. Hey,
if you're wearing pants, hey, I was wearing pants. If I'm wearing pants, I could sit back and just chill.
Let's move on, please.
Andrew Cool says, Tony Khan got the Continental Classic idea from the NBA in season tournament.
Yeah, he did. He definitely did. They're doing that right now. And it just kind of makes sense to, you can tell some, they're going to be able to tell a whole bunch of different stories, Denise, while having a big push for the winner, and while the loser, whoever's in that, will also get a big push. Everybody's going to get a big push off this. They're going to tell so many stories.
Crazy 101 says, some CM Punk mentions AEW trolling, or are they? Wait, what CM Punk mentions?
Max said, I beat.
Oh, yeah, the two times in Chicago. Right. Yeah, that was probably the big one there. But I think that's just MJF being MJF.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about it, too.
Johnny says, Keith, Dax, and Malakai should be in the tournament. I agree. Not so much with Keith because he really hasn't done anything, so I can't really say that. I do think Dax should have been in the tournament. I do think Malakai should have been in it. Kanosuke Takeshita should have definitely been in it. I would have loved to see Kenny Omega in it as well. Is there anybody that was left out that you're like, what the hell, man?
You would have put Malakai over Brody King?
Yes.
I understand why, but yeah, I don't think nothing was too egregious for me. I think everybody that's in there should be in there. I think that the way that they're going to do this tournament and the matches and everything, I think who's in there should be in there.
Chi-Town Spur says, I don't trust the devil taking over the screen. Adam Cole is good with computers. Is he good with computers? Is that a skill that Adam Cole really has?
I mean, yeah, he's always twitching and doing his thing online with his little buddies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He can definitely organize some things to get, you know, press a button in his pocket or something. You know how it goes.
Maybe he's using AI. I don't even know how AI works, so I'm just going to assume he's using AI.
I'm assuming it too.
Alexander Fitzgerald said, solid episode of Dynamite. I'm really loving AEW adding pay-per-views. MJF and Joe being announced early lets AEW focus on the builds up a lot better. So that's the thing too that Alexander Fitzgerald just mentioned is that we've been getting a lot of AEW pay-per-views. This is going to be kind of weird because so after World's End, like we don't got anything until Revolution. We don't even got a date yet for Revolution, right?
You think that, you know, they kind of announced this World's End one not too long before the show. It could come in December. They're like, in January, we got blah, blah, blah coming. You just never know these days, Denise.
Right, because it just feels like there's this big gap between until we get to AEW Revolution.
And there hasn't been a gap. I was thinking of all the shows that I have been to this year, and I think I only missed All In, of course, and the Forbidden Door, and like, there hasn't been a break between since Double or Nothing in May. There's been a show every single month. So I'm assuming that they would do another one in January, but I don't know. Maybe they are going to take a break.
I missed Wrestle Dream and I'm going to miss World's End. I'm not going to World's End. It's just too expensive to go over there for New York during the holiday period. Like everyone wants to go to New York for the ball for the New Year's Eve thing.
I was thinking about that conversation we had in your car with somebody and you're like, I'm not going to World's End. And that somebody was like, where are you going? And you're like, I'm going to this show. And he was like, what? You're not going to.
I told my husband about that story. We won't give the details on here, but I told my husband about that story. We just started laughing our asses off on that. All right. MVF says Christian Cage, new heel, family matriarch incoming. I kind of don't want to because I think Christian Cage is doing so good on his own. Oh, but then again, Nick Wayne's mom. Talk about that more in just a second. All right. Yes. We'll get there. Grapple Geekery says, team deviled eggs for life. What's up, Grapple Geekery? I agree with you. Stephen Marchulli says, happy Thanksgiving. Continental. Oh, Kelly. I was like, that sentence doesn't make any sense. My brain didn't go to Kelly Connection, and that's our team name. All right. Tony Storm in the cool down 9:30 segment. Not good if you're trying to impress Mercedes. I don't think that had any problems. I wouldn't say that that's something to say that it wouldn't impress Mercedes Moné. I think if she's going to AEW, I think that she already knows. I'm pretty sure she's watched AEW, knows the conversations around the women's division. I don't think she would just be going into it blindly. But let's kick things off. All right, here we go. I want to start things off with MJF and Adam Cole. We've touched on it just a little bit already, but I do want to break it down just a little bit. So MJF comes out. He's talking about how he's the greatest AEW world champion. Adam Cole is telling him that he's worried about him because everybody is coming for him. We see a little clip of the devil. The lights go down and I'm thinking, wait, they're going to reveal the devil now? They don't. Instead, Samoa Joe comes out. I don't know. They have a back and forth here. And MJF doesn't seem like he wants to honor this deal, but Adam Cole is sort of his conscience and is telling him this new version of MJF is a man of his word and tells him he needs to do this match with Samoa Joe. And so this match is officially made for World's End, Samoa Joe versus MJF. Now, I'm already looking at this, Reg, and I said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Samoa Joe has to win this match because if not, he is going to look like a goof for dropping that Ring of Honor TV title when he was the longest reigning champion for over 500 and something days to go for the AEW World Championship and then to drop the ball and not get the title. I don't think they can do that to Samoa Joe. I think Samoa Joe has to take this one.
Yeah. First of all, Max, cut it out with the ridiculously long segments, bro. You could have cut 5 minutes off of this and we would have got to the same point. You could have went out there and Samoa Joe could have came immediately after. Why does every segment have to be 5 hours? Listen, it doesn't have to be this. Yes, Denise, I agree. I think the way that Samoa Joe has been moving and feeling since he's in this position, since he's relinquished the belt, that like, yeah, he has to win the championship here. It would be very detrimental to his character if he did all that and MJF goes on to beat him. I mean, we did see MJF beat somebody with one leg, so it wouldn't be that surprising. But in this, Denise, the most interesting thing I thought about this was the way that Adam Cole was acting. He was acting real devil-like out there, because MJF was going to be like, I'm good, bro. I tricked you. I'm not giving you a title match. But Adam Cole was like, no, Max, you're this good guy now. You're my best friend. You should do this for Samoa Joe. A good guy will. And it's like, Adam Cole, do you really believe that? Does Adam Cole really believe that? The Adam Cole that we know, he wouldn't do that in that same position. He'd be like, oh, screw you guys, I came out of this. It felt real, real, real on the line, Denise. And I thought that was super interesting because MJF didn't want it, but Adam Cole convinced him to do it.
This is how I know that we cannot trust Adam Cole. You want to know how?
Mm-hmm.
He's got that really shaggy, ungroomed beard.
Yep.
Ain't nobody that is trustworthy comes out with an ungroomed, shaggy beard.
And you know what was really funny about this, Denise, because we talked about this after Full Gear. Adam Cole's like, hey, you guys, I'm going to be out for a really long time. I shouldn't even be here tonight. Like, my ankle's really messed up. Well, what were you doing on Saturday when you're about to fight Jay White in the ring? Like, why are you... I'm still confused about
this. Reg, I was thinking more about this, and there was something that I wish I would have said on the post show that I didn't think about until afterwards we were done doing the show. So I was thinking more of the MJF Adam Jay White match, right? And we were pointing out all of the big like boo-boos in it, things they could have done differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing that just dawned on me. Let's talk about the ambulance spot. When MJF rolls in with the ambulance, now we all know that was, you know, a la Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the big difference. Stone Cold Steve Austin was a character that was arrested, beating up his boss.
Mm-hmm.
You would buy that somebody like a Stone Cold Steve Austin would steal an ambulance. Now, would the Burberry wearing spoiled MJF, would a character like that steal an ambulance?
No, he would be like, please take me to my destination, my leg is broke. He wouldn't even come back. He would not come back. I know, like, the character doesn't even make sense. He wouldn't valiantly be like, actually get out of the way, I'm driving this back to the arena. But that's what they want us to believe, Denise. That's the story.
So I was thinking about that and I was like, damn. All right, John Deller sends in a super chat saying MJF already beat Joe, so why the hesitation? I think it's more so of him just kind of showing his old ways a little bit of kind of doing whatever he wants to do without there being any repercussions, right? Because that's what MJF previously would do. The old MJF would not have given Samoa Joe his match,
right?
Even though he promised it,
or he would have put him through a bunch of hoops. That seemed way too easy for like, give me a match and MJF.
That's true, because look at how many times didn't he do that to people where he made them do all of these things. What was it when Jericho had to wrestle, like all these matches and things that happened?
So silly.
Will Chisholm says, what was up with the fans doing the what chant tonight? Shaking my head.
Philip Lindsay was in there. I'm gonna have to hit him up and see what was going on in Chicago. They're tripping.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think sometimes crowds just, you know, they just want a what chant. It's in our DNA.
Not in our DNA.
Reg,
DNA.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
If you a be good what, Denise?
If a good what chant happens, I might join in.
Denise, don't. I'm not the Pasole and the Menudo. That's fine. You're good. But doing what chants, you are all the way out of here. This show is over, you guys. Can you believe this? You guys, chime in on the chat and tell Denise to get out of here.
When is there a good
what chant, Denise?
Man, back in the day, we had a couple of good what chants.
I'm talking about back in the day. I'm talking about now.
Oh, now, no. But back in the day, I would do the what chant. When I would go to shows, I would be whatting everybody.
To Stone Cold Steve Austin, yeah, right?
Yeah, and some other times, some other people too. I'm guilty. I'm sorry.
You're out of here, Denise.
Here's the thing about wrestling fans, Reg. We like to shout things. We like to chant things. This is in our DNA. Come on. We're out there chanting scissor me daddy ass. Come on. You tell us, you cue us to chant anything and we will chant.
Yeah. But you shouldn't though.
But we're gonna.
Like, I'm all about the chants, but what chants usually suck? It's usually in the worst place.
We just gotta let it out. You
and
know,
that's it's not like, even it's the like worst. The worst, you. The worst is we want tables. Like I used to hate what that used to be on top, but we want tables is on top all the way. Swerve and Hangman were killing each other. They had knives and guns. They had a car, and people were still like, "We want tables." Like, dude, the they're dead.
One. The fire one, Reg.
Yes. What do you mean fire? There's all like, why you guys want these people to die? Like, I don't want to see people die in a wrestling. Like, I'm all about it. I love the game. Deathmatch wrestling is great, but there has to be a line. And the crowd is like, no, murder him. We want him to die. I'm like, yo, relax.
I'm going to be real, Reg. If I wasn't sitting there in the media section, if I wasn't sitting next to you, if I had just bought my ticket and I would have been in the crowd, I would have been chanting, "We want fire."
Speaking of media section, I forgot we went this whole show. Somebody on this broadcast was on the broadcast tonight.
Oh, when yeah, they showed the press scrum,
I was like, hey, look, there's Denise. She's on Dynamite.
You want to know what my favorite thing about that was? My favorite thing was that you can see, if you paid close attention, you can see me like I'm following the action. And right when Chris Jericho comes in, I turn and you can see me doing the camera work.
Because last time Jericho came in, he almost killed you that one time.
No, he almost killed that other guy. But had I sat in the seat that I normally sit in,
you would have been the one.
I would have been the one to get hit by Chris Jericho because that's the seat I usually always sit in. But somebody else sat there and I sat on the opposite side because I made a different decision in my head based on their championship belts and where they placed them. And I don't like my angle when they have the championship belt right in front of me. So that's why I sat on the opposite side. But had I sat on that side, I would have been taken out by Chris Jericho in that water bottle. The guy got busted open, bro. He was bleeding from that. Like that was not kayfabe. This guy literally got hit by Chris Jericho's water.
Wasn't he bleeding. Like, thank you, Chris Jericho or something too?
Oh, that I don't know. Guys? No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't have no idea.
I could be making that part up.
Yeah, I felt so bad though, Reg. I just turned it. I was like, the fudge going on? And then part of me kind of wished that it was me. Remember when we were talking about this, Reg? Had you and I been the ones to get hit?
Yeah. I would have stretched it. Yeah, definitely. You would have thought, yeah, exactly. I would have with the Tony Storm thing. I'd have been like, oh, bless my heart, Tony Khan.
I can't see. $1 million would solve this.
I'm blind. Oh, my leg's broken. Tony, help me. Help me, please.
Like, real talk. Broadway Joe says this episode of Dynamite was brought to you by Woo Energy. Woo Energy. It'll make your plane rides memorable.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you had Woo Energy, Denise?
No. I'm not. I don't really do a lot of energy drinks.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, energy drinks make my stomach hurt, honestly.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, I don't really like them.
Oh, okay.
I remember one time, though, it reminded me when they were showing this advertisement. In 1998, X-Pac started carrying these green, I don't know what the energy drinks were. And I was like, Mom, you got to get me this energy drink that X-Pac's carry. And then she got me the drink. I'm like, X-Pac, we're cool. But it didn't really do anything. Me and my friend drank two like in a row. And we were like, I don't feel like X-Pac at all.
Damn, you were ready to like be busting out the Bronco Buster.
I was like, I wanted to make people suck it. Whoa, that's a little bit crazy. Look, I just wanted to be a really good wrestler, you guys. That's it.
Oh, man. Alrighty. Well, anyways, I don't drink energy drinks. They do too much to me. I'm the perfect client for that. Well, Chisholm totally. Says, this MJF storyline is killing me now. The booking and long promos like, Roman, we don't need it. Oh, man. Look, I like MJF as a storyteller, so I don't think I'm there yet where I feel like these are too long. Yeah, of course, you can maybe trim a couple of minutes, but I do very much enjoy MJF on the microphone.
I do, too. Yeah, I think if it was a little bit more concise, it'd be better, but sometimes it feels like, dude, I don't want to listen to 30 minutes when we're getting action-packed on Dynamite, and then in the middle, there's this long promo segment.
MVF Most Valuable Fighter says, my theories is that Cole is hurt, but not that hurt. No, I think he really is like legitimately hurt. Yeah, like he's legitimately hurt. Like I see where you're going and might even play that up in the story, but like legit, he is hurt. So that's the only reason why I'm not expecting them to go that direction. Grapple Geekery says there have been no good what chants ever. The old one led to the crappy ones today, and they're often aimed at English as a second language speakers. Now, I feel like they're often for like people that kind of suck at promos or are annoying.
Sometimes it's racist, though. But for the most part, it's just like, we're bored. That's what it feels like. That's what CM Punk chants used to be before he came back. People weren't chanting for CM Punk. After a while, it was just like, we're bored. We're going to chant for this because we're bored.
Will Chisholm says, Denise, been on WWE and AEW. Is this the real free agent war?
Listen, Denise, is it?
I don't know, man. I'm out here just being the forbidden door.
She said, I don't know, man.
Here's my knob. Red, you missed it. Knob.
Get out of here. I'm glad I missed it.
Damn, Reg, I was proud of that joke. Now I'm ashamed. All right, guys, let's get into the Continental Classic. So here we go. This was something that, again, very exciting. I love the fact that we're doing this round robin tournament. I'm excited, especially now that we actually got the competitors that are in this. So let's talk about who is actually in this. So in the Gold League, we have John Moxley, Swerve Strickland, Rush, Mark Briscoe, Jay Lethal, and Jay White. Over in the Blue League, we got Brian Danielson, Brody King, Andrade El Idolo, Claudio Castagnoli, Daniel Garcia, and Eddie Kingston. Which of these leagues are you most like yearning to see the body of work?
I said that my pick was Swerve, but that other side with Brian Danielson against any of those guys, Brian Danielson against Claudio, Brian Danielson against Eddie Kingston, Brian Danielson against Brody King, like, this is essentially the Brian Danielson retirement run. And I think the things that he's going to do are just going to be so strong. But the matches we saw today, Denise, like we're going to get into, were strong as hell.
All right. Well, let's start there. I want to kick things off with Rush and Jay White. Ooh. So that was the match that when they announced it today, I was like, let's go, baby, because I'm looking forward to this a whole lot. We saw these two guys really just like chop each other like there's no tomorrow. Rush really bringing that speed and intensity. I feel like I say this during every Rush match, but he's really been like, you can tell, Reg, that he's a guy that knows that there's big time competition in that AEW roster, and he can't just get by doing the bare minimum. He's got to get attention from the head honchos and the people out there making decisions, Tony Khan, you name it. So that, look at me, I'm freaking doing a great job out here, and let's not go more time without me being on television. And you can tell during that match, Jay White gets the win. Happy, because there ain't no way you can have Jay White losing two matches back to back, especially after he lost against a one-legged guy. What'd you think?
Yeah, exactly what you're saying about Rush, Denise. I think it's like he maximizes every moment so much that after every show we see him on, you're like, damn, that thing that Rush did though was crazy. He feels real. His matches all feel like you don't know if his opponent is in on it. You're like, I know this is wrestling, but sometimes you're like, I think he might be going a little bit overboard. Like, we go back to the Jack Perry match and you're like, is this real? Like, he is really beating him up. But he's like, I think he's just so good at it. He also might just be a little bit extra, but all of his matches felt like that. So that's what I was really excited about this Jay White thing, because I was like, I want to see Jay White in that. And I like the strategy that Jay White used. Jay White started using some of Rush's tactics against him. He's like, well, if we're going to do this, I'm going to do this too. So they were just trying to out-heal each other. Really fun way to start the match. And yeah, like you said, Denise, you can't have Jay White lose two back-to-back. I felt a type of way after the MJF match, and this match made me feel good about like, okay, Jay White is still Jay White, so it's fine.
Yeah, by the way, I'm so glad that I'm not the only person who's thought this before during Rush matches. There's times where I'm going like, damn, he's hitting him a little extra hard. What's going on there? Like, is this cool? is this all right? But I love it. I love it. So good start with that one there. Let's get into Jay Lethal versus Swerve Strickland, because the big thing from this one was the reaction. This was the opening match. Ooh. Swerve's music was the first person that came out and the first music that you heard. And I think given that Full Gear was on Saturday, and I will tell you, every day that I log on to Twitter, my whole feed is still people talking about that Texas Death Match. Yeah. So the reaction was freaking incredible, man. What'd you make of this match?
Denise, this is crazy, this Swerve thing, because just about a month ago, he broke into someone's house. Like, he's supposed to be the bad guy. Like, coming out of that story, we're supposed to be like, Hangman, kick his ass. But out of this, we're all like, Swerve is the man. Like I said on the post show, this match last week against Hangman established him as a top guy, a top talent. And that thing today with Chicago crowd and how they were giving it up shows that everyone is ready for him to be a top guy. Denise, he's my pick to win. Just seeing that, I was like, I was still kind of in on like, maybe Swerve is going to be this heel guy, keep embracing this character that he started with Hangman, but we're into something different. Like, we got something gold here that we might have to just go all the way with him. And I think the Continental Classic is probably the best way to do it.
So I did this little thing on Twitter where I asked people like, hey, send in a GIF of who you want to win this match or who you think is going to win, whatever, right? The amount of Swerve Strickland GIFs that I was seeing throughout the entire day, I mean, it's nuts. I feel like AEW really has something there right now, and we'll see. I'm kind of nervous because I feel like AEW doesn't have like a good track record of really kind of taking things when they're hot, because we kind of saw it go down for Wardlow. Ricky Starks is another guy. Those are two guys that that not that long ago were really, really getting up there, and nothing came of that.
What do you think it was because of the follow-up? Because there's always like the big moment, like Wardlow and Ricky Starks had the big moment, but I think it was afterwards. It's what really was like, I don't know.
Well, I think for Wardlow, it was with the fact that they just waited too long to do anything. By the time that he became TNT champion, like, no one really cared at that point. Mm-hmm. And then while Wardlow, we also kept seeing the same thing over and over. With Ricky Starks, it was more so that I feel like they just didn't keep the momentum. Like, how do you go from CM Punk, feuding with CM Punk, to feuding with Bryan Danielson, to all of a sudden you're in a tag team?
Yeah.
And I love Big Bill and Ricky Starks as a tag team, but it's not the same as feuding with CM Punk or feuding with Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, I don't want to say that it's a downgrade because I think it's been great for both of those guys. But, like, I was kind of expecting you to go to Mox next, and, like, going to be a tag team is a lot different than going to Mox next.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I hope we don't see happen with Swerve here. And so I guess we'll see what time tells, right? The main event was, by the way, so Swerve wins, Jay White wins, so they got 3 points. And then we had our main event, which was also for the tournament, John Moxley versus Mark Briscoe. And what was a really nice match. At one point, we see Mark Briscoe get busted open. We see him hit the Froggy Bow, but John Moxley kicks out. And it takes two Death Riders for Mark Briscoe to stay down. And John Moxley gets the win and scores himself, earns himself 3 points in this tournament. So what'd you think of the main event?
I liked this match a lot. They were building it as the first time ever. And it was like, this match should have happened a long time ago. I think their styles are very similar. A lot of what they did in their big moments were like similar moments, like big clotheslines and big overhead kind of T-bone styles, two suplexes. Mark Briscoe ends up bleeding at some point, of course, because it's a Mox match. And people are like, how did you get there? I'm like, it's Mox. Of course you're going to be bleeding. But I think like this tournament and storyline purpose, Denise, is Mox's to lose. You know what I mean? Like going into it, it's like Mox is the biggest AEW name, the former world champion. He has to put his stamp on that. This is his. He wants to go out on top. And I think this match was a good precursor, but he has a very tough field going into this. And I think the way that he didn't immediately finish off Mark Briscoe shows that he's still hurt. He has some baggage to go along with, and he might lose a couple matches in this tournament.
What was the best match today, you think, from tournament matches?
I probably would go a Roosh and Jay White just because it was so hard hitting. Sometimes you just need Roosh. You need a match like Roosh. It's just like I said, is this real? What's going on? It's two guys fighting. They're trying to get the upper hand. But then they're also just really great pro wrestlers that know how to play to the crowd, know how to do things in right position. I like that. All the matches were amazing, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that Roosh and Jay White were definitely the better of the three matches. But here we go. So this is where we're at right now with this tournament. This is the Golds League, and we got John Moxley, Swerve Strickland, and Jay White, who all have 3 points and are currently leading right now with Roosh, Mark Briscoe, and Jay Lethal currently at 0 points. So I think at this point, I know a lot of people had a lot of questions as to how the tournament is working. I think now a lot more people that maybe weren't clear on how it was going to work, what the round robin style looked like, I think now people fully understand it. So at the end, like, we're going to be seeing the winners of each group advance and get into the championship finals at the World's End pay-per-view, where we're going to see the inaugural Triple Crown for AEW winner actually get get crowned. So that's going to be, I messed that whole thing all
that's
up.
That's how I feel about all the belts, Denise. I'm like, why are there so many?
What's but yeah, that's what they're calling it, the AEW Triple Crown Champion.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure. I was about to start being like, okay, well, this bout, that bout. Y'all get us. Y'all get us. All right. So that's where we're at with the Continental Classic. Let's get some super chats up in here. So here we go. This one is from Sheldon Jackson, who says, did either of y'all watch Ric Flair's interview with Shannon Sharp that dropped today? No, I have not seen it. I know that Ric Flair's been doing a lot of interviews with a lot of people, so I haven't really been keeping up too much. When I see a lot of people do a lot of interviews at one point, I'm like, ah, what's different? You know, you're going to get the same thing.
I didn't know that this was happening, though, with the Unc Shannon Sharp. I don't really be watching a lot of Ric Flair stuff, though, because he'd be on some wild stuff. So,
Will Chisholm says, Reg, did you ever more drink crunk juice? LOL.
No, I never had any crunk juice. There was a couple of different reiteration, like the actual, like there's alcohol or there was an energy drink of crunk juice. And now that was like, there was a phase, I think I had like a, it was called like Zyant. So it was like the UFC energy drink. And like one time I drank it and my heart started beating fast and I felt all crazy. And I was like, you know what? These energy drinks aren't for me, you guys.
You were
nice
twitching.
Knowing you. Yeah, for reals. And I'm like, is this what happens when you drink this? This is what these people are doing. I'm like, maybe we should stop.
Oh, that's really scary. Simon Renshaw says, wonder what kind of blackmail material Christian has over Luchasaurus to control him like that. He's a dinosaur. He's not that evolved the way humans are.
Look at Denise making sense of this. Denise, like, his brain don't work like that.
His brain don't work the same. I actually don't know anything about dinosaur brains, so I can't really attribute to whether or not they were smart or not. I have no idea. I can't tell you. I don't remember that type of, I don't remember that lesson in school. All right. Dan Jackson says, I really want Swerve to be the devil. No, I don't think so. It's too far. Far-fetched, I think, in the sense
like
that
they'd
it wouldn't
have
make
to
sense.
Bring it around a wild way, but right. I haven't heard people wanting to. That's the first time I ever heard someone saying they want Sword to be the devil.
Right. No, but I do agree. It would be like you would have to do this whole ass explanation, and I just think it would be too convoluted to get there.
Right.
Dan Jackson, thank you so much for sending that in. We got another one here from Sheldon Jackson who says Flair and Unc chatted for about 2 hours.
Why did you look at the word Unc like that?
I don't know. I thought he misspelled Uso. I was like, wait, this doesn't make any sense.
It's like uncle.
I'm sorry. I've just never spelled Unc short ever. Who does that? Who says Unc? Uncle is 5 letters. You can spell it out.
A whole bunch of people.
No way.
Including me. When you read the other super tact, I said, oh, the Unc Shannon Sharp.
No idea. All right. Well, let's press on.
It's like Theo. So Theo. Theo or Theo?
Theo is Theo. Like, that's just Theo. Like, that's your Theo. That's uncle.
Same shit.
It's not short for Tia Lasso or something. It's just Theo. It's not short for anything.
You're right. All right. You got me this time.
Oh, so apparently Unc is very also popular.
It is. Yeah, it's Unc. It might be a black people thing. I don't know. I could have probably.
All right, well, now I just feel left out. Yeah. All right. Oh, man. All right, let's continue the conversation here. I want to get into Toni Storm. She gave a very funny, they had RJ City and Renee Paquette come out and do like this award presentation. Like she was at the Grammys or something, the Emmys, whatever. And she is in the crowd. She's like shocked that she won. She gets in there. She gets presented her title and she gives a little speech, tells the kids to stay in school. What'd you think?
I thought that her coming out of the crowd was really funny. I thought that them cutting her off early was super funny. The little tease of Mariah made them not going super into it. I thought it was good for the amount of time. Perfect.
I agree. That was fun. Again, 10 out of 10. No notes for Toni Storm. Great stuff. She's a breath of fresh air, this character. It really is. Really is. We got into the women's match following this, which was Anna Jay versus Sky Blue versus Ruby Soho. Earlier, someone pointed out that they were actually into the Ruby Soho, Angelo Parker storyline here. They got a romance going, and it looks like their friends, Saraya, Ruby's friend, and then Matt Menard, Angelo Parker's friend, do not seem too fond of this relationship.
Yeah, I like that the role that both of them are playing as like, we got to break this up. We can't let this happen. But the others are just lovebirds. Like I said, Denise, we all love romantic comedies. The holidays are coming up. You're going to be snuggled up with your hubby in front of a hot fire with some hot chocolate.
Just we don't do that. That's just weird.
What you mean? Well, it's weird about that.
I don't know. That's too like Hallmark family movie crap. Bro, we'd be on our own separate couch. He gets one couch. I get the other couch. I want my pillow and my blanket and my potato chips watching the TV. I don't need to be all like snuggling and shit. I want to relax.
How do you denounce cuddling with your husband? This is crazy. This is the craziest podcast I've ever heard.
Not on the couch, though.
What you mean? Like you gotta bed. Get on. It's cold. It's the snow outside.
On the couch. You know, like if you're on the bed, sure, cuddle me away, man. But like on the couch when I'm watching a program, I'm too into the program to be cuddling. Program. What?
On the couch when I'm watching a program. All right. Let your husband cuddle you, Denise. You're like, get off me,
but
throwing
not
elbows
on the couch.
At him.
Not on the couch when I'm watching my TV show eating potato chips. You think I want to have hot Cheeto breath and my man's face like right up on me when I got hot Cheeto breath? Like nobody wants
that. He don't care. He took a vow to not care about none of that stuff. That was on the list. He's like, I'm probably going to be kissing her with hot Cheeto breath. I'm going to be cuddling her on the couch. And you're like, no, I'm watching my program, whatever the hell that is.
Just
Denise
me.
Giving it up to Pasole and Menudo and
couples.
Now cuddling.
I need other married couples in here to tell me if they're similar or not similar. Because I'm sorry, like there's just a time for it. And there's just times where I want to sit down and watch my program.
Watching Murder, She Wrote or something?
Yeah, it was funny actually the other day. I was watching TV and my husband comes in and he's like, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh, this documentary about this girl who caught her husband with another woman, so she killed him.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I see what time it is. I wouldn't want to cuddle in those situations either. That sounds crazy. Why do they have those shows, honestly?
Like, they're all over.
I know. And they're
there's like a million murder shows.
They're everywhere. And it's like you're just giving up like the blueprint for the next person to do that too. And she's like, yeah, I'm gonna kill my husband too, just like this. Thanks for giving up the damn information. I'm scared. Why?
I feel like I'm sitting there taking notes. Oh, this is a great way to do it. This is what's a great way to get away with it.
About, I feel like when people ask me about wrestling, I'm like, why do you watch that?
Oh, I get angry when I watch these shows. I get so
you
mad.
Get angry?
Oh, yeah. I get mad at I'm like, I don't know how they freaking did this. And I Google everything. I Wikipedia all of it.
You want justice.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I get so worked up during these documentaries. I get mad. Like, these work. These shows really work. By the way, no one says program anymore. Everyone on the chat
that?
Is, what? Who doesn't say program?
What? That's the thing you get at, like, the
what
Met. Like, when you
about?
Saw a great show, you're like, oh,
no.
Look into this program.
No.
They say, like,
say
TV
program.
Show, stream. What's a program, Denise? You're not old.
Like a TV program. I could be watching a documentary, a movie, a TV show. You don't know because it's a program.
Terrible.
Demon Murder says Toni Storm's acceptance speech was great. Stay in school, kids. Mm-hmm. Or get, what did she say? Get a trade or something?
Yep. We say show. See, everybody says show.
All right. I say show too. It's just that today in this specific conversation, I chose to say program.
Is there a difference?
No, it was just whatever came out.
Okay.
Demon Murder, thank you so much for the super chat. It's like saying the internet.
Exactly.
I say the internet all the time. I don't say online. I say, oh, I'm on the internet.
I'm on the internet. Who says that?
A bunch of people.
This isn't 1993.
Yeah, but when people say, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on the internet.
I'm online.
But I know some people say, oh, I'm online. I say I'm on the internet.
I usually say what specifically I'm on, like, oh, I'm on Twitter or I'm on.
Or for example, let's say I'm talking to someone and I go, oh, I'm going to go use the internet. I don't say, oh, I'm going to go online.
I'm going to go use the internet. Nobody said, like, are you going to the library to use it? Like, let me get my 5 minutes in. I need to Google something. No, what do you say?
I don't know. Santiago 316 says old ladies say that.
There you go.
Nick Carmelo says Denise is so old-fashioned with words.
Dan
Jackson says the world wide
web. It is.
I'm about to be like, I'm gonna go on the world wide web.
I'm saying, what is this?
Alexander Fitzgerald says Dynamite was a great program tonight. See,
Y'all trolling.
It works. Thank you, Alexander Fitzgerald. Alrighty, let's get into the rechristening of Luchasaurus and Nick Wayne.
Ooh, this segment had me. There was an emotional roller coaster, Denise.
I know. I love Nick Wayne. I hated him after this. I was like, how dare you not stand up and defend your mother? So here are the highlights of what went down. Christian comes out and he basically says that it was not Nick Wayne who lost this match, but rather it was Luchasaurus. He tells Luchasaurus to take a knee, belittling the dinosaur, and tells him that he is being renamed to Killswitch. By the way, when he said he was going to change his name to his finisher, I thought he meant his name was going to be the finisher.
I thought you were going to say I'm prettier.
No, I'm like, so his name's going to be the finisher?
That sounds kind of better than kill shot. See, I'm going to keep saying kill shot because I'm going to think a swerve, but it's kill switch. That's what's driving me crazy about it.
So then Nick Wayne takes a knee, but Christian Cage tells him that nope, he's the golden boy. He doesn't do that. He tells him he loves him. Every parent has a favorite. He happens to be the favorite. Nick Wayne's mom comes out and Christian Cage buries her and tells her that she couldn't give him anything, that she was just a waitress earning a $40,000 salary. And I think a lot of people felt that one. I was like, God damn it, Christian. Come that's on. Messed up, man. What are you talking about here? And Luchasaurus finally has enough with the way that Christian is talking to Nick Wayne's mom. He gets in the way, but instead Christian pushes Luchasaurus. And in doing so, Luchasaurus falls on Nick Wayne's mom. So she's thrown on the floor. Nick Wayne doesn't do shit. He just stands there and watches his poor mother who birthed him on the mat, just thrown there, practically lifeless. And then he gets a chair and it looks like we're going to see her get hit with a concerto. And Christian seems like he cannot do it himself. So he gives it to Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus cannot do it either. Eventually he's trying to, but Adam Copeland comes in. He saves her, but instead he spears Nick Wayne, beats the life out of him as Christian watches and yells, "That's my son." And afterwards we see his mom just like comforting him. So even though Adam Copeland saved her life, do you think that she is going to be so pissed with him for what he did to her son that she's going to align with Christian?
I didn't immediately initially, but now I might think so, Denise, because she was watching like, okay, I know Christian was awesome, mom, but I'm watching you do this to my son, dude. What's going on here? This is crazy. Even though Christian had her down there first. Denise, there's so much to like in this promo here. Christian burying Luchasaurus, making him get down on his knees, and then Nick Wayne getting down on his knees and Christian saying, "Nah, get up. Never get down on your knees when a man tells you to." And Luchasaurus is still on his knees right behind him. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Nick Wayne's mom coming down, Christian telling her to go back to her ship at Denny's. I'm like, yo, why are you doing this to this lady? She don't deserve any of this. Everybody was really great. Nick Wayne coming out of this, the biggest heel, though, like you said, Denise. I, as somebody who loves their mom, sat there very angry as this guy was about to watch his mom get concerto. I'm like, if you don't grab that chair, dude, what are you doing? And then he runs out of the ring. I'm like, okay, this is a sick individual right here. And I'm glad that Adam Copeland did what he did to him because he sucks. Also, Nick Wayne's mom looked great in all of it. I just wanted to add that in the end. Great role out there. She had some good acting, great outfit. All of it.
Damn, Red, shoot your shot, man. I'm about to give you the floor here.
Do not give me the floor, Denise. Get me out of here. Leave me alone. I'm tired of this. But also, Nick Wayne's mom, if you know the stress with Christian has got you up, I know Thanksgiving, it's probably going to seem crazy tomorrow. Your son almost let you get hit by a chair right there on TV. Edge from WWE had to come and save you. You're probably like, what's going on here? This is crazy. If you need comforting, there's always the Life and Times of Righteous Reg. I could get you right. I can even fight Christian for you, possibly, potentially. I don't know. Things could happen. But just hit me up. My number is, I'm not going to give out my number here, but you can't find me on this podcast. I'm on some other podcasts. Grapsity's every Saturday.
So, and also you said earlier that you're down to snuggle with some hot chocolate on the couch. You're not opposed to that. She's got hot Cheeto breath. You're okay with that.
You can watch whatever program she wants because she is older and she might actually say that.
Oh man, I can't anymore. I can't right now. All right, let's get into some of these super chats that we got here and let's go. Let's see what people are saying. This is from Demon Murder who says, Christian is the best heel, hands down.
Do you believe that, Denise?
Yeah, I'd be terrified to be across the room from Christian Cage. I'd be scared. Okay. I don't know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
I don't want to get roasted by Christian Cage. No way. Nick Corvello says, why didn't Christian and Nick Cage missed opportunity right there, in my opinion. Imagine the memes AEW could milk off of it. That's good.
See. Nicolas Cage. That would have been pretty good if he would have named Nick Wayne Nick Cage. But
This idea came from a Nick himself.
Boom, look at that. We're bringing it all around. I love it. I love it here.
Thank you, Nick, for the super chat. Adam Legend says, Luchasaurus needs to remember he has a master's degree and that he's smarter than Christian and should be running the faction. Let's go.
He said that a couple times. We all know that about Luchasaurus, that he's a smart guy. Why is he letting Christian do this to him? What in storyline purpose is the reason that he's letting Christian do this to him, Denise?
He's a dinosaur. That's all I've got. That's like my legitimate explanation. Like, he's a dinosaur. What other explanation is there?
That's it. That works.
And it's not like Christian's out here doing voodoo on him.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe he just needs a dad.
That's true. I mean, you know, it's hard out here.
Yeah. Will Chisholm says, how do you miss the name of Nick Cage? It was right there.
Damn. They screwed up.
Come on. We need to put this out there into the universe. Will Chisholm, thank you so much for the super chat. Richard Martinez says, Edge slamming Wayne in front of his mom. What a heel. But he deserved it, though. He deserved it.
Yeah, he did. I mean, if you do that to your mom, you almost watch your mom get that. You deserve everything that this happens here. If anything, she should be thanking Edge.
Right. But she was still, you know, obviously consoling her son. A mother loves a child beyond whatever.
Of course.
Richard Martinez says, when did this become the love connection?
Listen, I'm just trying to do my thing. It's a big platform around Denise's channel. Maybe Nick Wayne's mom will see this.
You never know. You know how the prince apparently like got hooked up with Meghan Markle? Mm-hmm. I learned this. He saw her remember the puppy dog Snapchat filter? Mm-hmm. She did that and posted it on Instagram. He saw it on Instagram and like pursued her. So you just never know how you can be found by someone.
Nick Wayne's mom.
Will Chisholm says, Edge running with them tight pants had my daughter laughing. Oh, were his pants really that tight? I didn't notice.
I didn't notice either. I don't be looking at pants like that.
I mean, you were surely looking at freaking Nick Wayne's mom.
Denise, let me have my thing.
Will Chisholm, thank you so much for the super chat. Thanks, man. Will. I appreciate it a whole lot. Thank you to everybody who's been really kind to us here today. All right, we got a couple more topics to get into. But before we do, guys, it's the holidays. They're coming up. I know some of you guys are looking for some great birthday gifts.
I mean, maybe.
Send my ass back to developmental. I know you guys are all looking for great Christmas gifts. It's time to get the holiday shopping. And here is what you guys should get for your friends and family. And that is Miracle Sheets. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses, and it's just gross. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. Through their silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made is designed to keep you at the perfect temperature so you get better sleep every night. Miracle Sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with 3 free towels, you get 2 gifts in 1 just in time for the holidays. Go to trymiracle.com/Denise to try it today or gift it to someone special this holiday season. Save over 40% off, and if you use the promo code Denise at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Denise to treat yourself, a friend, or loved one this holiday season. The link is in the description box below. All righty. And last but not least, I want to get into the tag team match. There's only so much to say about this, Reg, but what'd you think about Orange Cassidy, Shibata, and Hook taking on Jake Hager, Angelo, and Matt?
Just interesting kind of out of nowhere thing. They announced that Shibata's going to be defending his title on Ring of Honor. So we knew he was going to be in the building. Danhausen came back. Denise, I guess that's the biggest part of this little match, Big Pop. I thought he
was
gonna.
Why was he gone?
He had a broken leg for a long time.
Oh, that was it. That's what he was gone for? I forgot.
Yeah, he had a broken leg and he was out, but he came back. I thought he was gonna wrestle. They kind of set it up like maybe he was gonna take his spot, but then he didn't. He was just on the outside doing Danhausen things. Don't know what that's gonna lead to, but it was fun.
Yeah, definitely was fun. Always like seeing Danhausen. I completely forgot that he was out due to injury. I thought they just weren't showing him because it's not like they showed him that much even before the injury.
You were just like, where was he?
I was just like, oh, Danhausen's not here. All right. I didn't make anything else of it. Oh, man, that's rough. All right, guys, we are about to close out this show. Any last minute thoughts that you guys want to get in, feel free to send them in. But last question for you, Reg, is, like, for it being the fallout to Full Gear, do you think this was a successful, like, coming off of a big pay-per-view?
Yeah, totally. Just like I was describing earlier, we've had a couple of these after the pay-per-view post shows where I'm like, oh, what happened there? But I thought that they, them announcing this tournament, I thought it was so important because it's kind of the perception coming out of that show at Full Gear was the Mac stuff was a little bit overwhelming with the sports entertainment, so they just like got back to some real wrestling, and them announcing him and Samoa Joe I think is so important kind of to like the progression to getting into the pay-per-view. I thought this is how you do a coming off of a show, Dynamite.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. Alrighty, everybody, that is it. That is our show for today. I seriously want to thank each and every single person that tuned in. Reg, where can the people follow you and support you and give you some love?
You can find me at Righteous Reg on all of your social medias. I'm here every Wednesday with Denise. Every Wednesday, I'm also with Mike on Indeed. Every Thursday, I'm with Kate on the ROH Post Show, even though there won't be one tomorrow because everybody will be eating turkey. Saturday, I'm with Philip Lindsay. Every Saturday, Grab City Podcast. It's me.
Dominic Carranza says Reg with the Zach Wilson energy on Nick Wayne's mom. Dan, Reg, you're bringing your inner dog out.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of dog in this fight. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate everybody for the super chats and thanks. Just thanks for joining us before Thanksgiving. I know people are probably like already in it. I know night before things. So shout out to y'all. Denise, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. You're not making anything. Are you at least bringing something, Denise? Come on.
I'll probably bring a pie or something. Yeah, okay, for sure. Right. But I'm going to send you a picture of everything that I eat, Reg. I'm just going to be blowing up your phone with every food item that I consume.
No tamales. Unreal.
Not till Christmas. And I make them, by the way. I make the tamales.
Oh, okay. See, look.
Yeah. You didn't know that, huh, Reg?
If you would have led with that, you would have not got any of the pozole and menudo slander. If you had been like, but I make tamales. Okay, you're fine. I didn't know this, Denise.
I help my grandma. My grandma, me, and my sister, we've been making the tamales. I've been helping my grandma for the last 7 years now. It's my duty. Like, I'm a pro now. Like, I can tell you we got a whole system down.
So you got to lead with that, Denise. You got to let people know. That's a trait right there.
That's the only thing that's saving me. That's my only good grace that I've got going right now. Mm-hmm. All righty, guys. As for me, there are a shit ton of videos up on this YouTube channel. Like, I'm not even joking. Aside from all of the podcasts, I uploaded so many interviews that you guys need to check out. One of the ones that is doing really well is the one that I did with Jacob Fatu. Of course, you guys know that he's part of, you know, he's freaking, you know, like relatives with literally anybody who's anybody. You got the Usos, you got Roman Reigns, you name it. We talk about that. We talk about the bloodline storyline. It's a very, very fun conversation with him. I spoke with Mike Bailey, Masha Slamovich, Chris Statlander, Zoe Stark ahead of Survivor Series. So many brand new videos up on the channel. And then on top of that, all of the AEW Full Gear media scrums are up right now. Check those out. My favorite one is the Will Ospreay Ospreay one because he really goes into signing with AEW. The Julia Hart one was also really great because we don't ever really get to hear Julia Hart talk. So I feel like this one, you get a little bit more of her personality. Of course, Tony Khan had like a zillion things to say. So if you want to get all of the up-to-date news, check that one out. There are so much happening. Other than that, I hope everybody has an awesome Thanksgiving. Please do not forget to leave a review over on the Apple Podcast app page. Help us out. I only need 8 more reviews till I hit 100. So please go there. The link is in the description box below. And until next time, I'll see you guys on Friday for the SmackDown Post Show. Bye, everybody.